I believe what happened in Borno, in Goza, is a very unfortunate situation. But I don't think the perpetrators, you know, were coerced into it. I think they were innocent locals who were deceived, you know, to go into this. And they might not even know that this is what, you know, they were doing. You understand? I suppose they were just asked to take this item or this vessel or this package, go there and drop it, and the mastermind now detonated, maybe with their phones or something, you know, because the IDPs are on a very different axis from Goza. So I don't see any correlation with that.
Do you also think that the recent bombings is a sign of restarting of hostilities in Borno State, given the recent statement by the Nigerian Defense Headquarters on the degrading of terrorists in the country?
You're right. This suicide bombing in Goza is a clear indication that the hostilities is coming back. You might not even know. Two soldiers and I think an aid worker were kidnapped just 2 weeks ago, I think somewhere in Monguno. As I'm talking to you, a judge, his wife, who is a magistrate court judge, his police orderly, a driver, were also kidnapped. I think between Biu and Dematru. All these are indication that this terrorism, this act of sabotage by Boko Haram is getting reinvigorated. And I think it's because the military, as well as the other sister security agencies, you know, are relapsing. Understand? They are not being proactive as they used to be. And the state government also has a role to play in providing social amenities, opportunities for job, promises made to repentant IDPs to be fulfilled. All these things are things that will help, you know, in the non-kinetic aspect of counterinsurgency.